Although truly, Alice, you sort of you got us covered, girl. I don't. On that score, I think we got it. Continuing with Alice, we admire people who oppose the regime in a totalitarian country and think they have courage or a strong moral sense or have remained true to their principles or the like. We may also smile at their naivete, thinking, don't they realize that their words are of no use at all against this oppressive power? That they will have to pay dearly for their protest? Yet it is possible that both those who admire and those who scorn these protesters are missing the real point. Individuals who refuse to adapt to a totalitarian regime are not doing so out of a sense of duty or because of naivete, but because they cannot help but be true to themselves. The longer I wrestle with these questions, the more I'm inclined to see courage, integrity, and a capacity for love, not as virtues, not as moral categories, but as the consequences of a benign fate. Morality and performance of duty are artificial measures that become necessary when something essential is lacking. The more successfully a person was denied access to his or her feelings in childhood, the larger the arsenal of intellectual weapons and the supply of moral prostheses has to be, because morality and a sense of duty are not sources of strength or fruitful soil for genuine affection. Blood does not flow in artificial limbs. They are for sale and can serve many masters. What was considered good yesterday can, depending on the decree of government or party, be considered evil and corrupt today, and vice versa. But those who have spontaneous feelings can only be themselves. They have no other choice if they want to remain true to themselves. Rejection, ostracism, loss of love, and name-calling will not fail to affect them. They will suffer as a result and will dread them. But once they have found their authentic self, they will not want to lose it. And when they sense that something is being demanded of them to which their whole being says no, they cannot do it. They simply cannot. This is the case with people who had the good fortune of being sure of their parents' love, even if they had to disappoint certain parental expectations, or with people who, although they did not have this good fortune to begin with, learned later, for example, in analysis, to risk the loss of love in order to regain their lost self. They will not be willing to relinquish it again for any price in the world. Unquote from Alice Miller. Thank you, sister. And that is why our movement to freedom must be composed of souls that are sufficient. And as always, we give thanks to the ancestors, and I give thanks to all of you for listening and thinking through these difficult, suppressed subjects. Until next week, I love you all very much. Stay strong. Peace.